Dreamscape presents Minus Me by Mayweave Midwood, narrated by Mia Baron. Chapter 1. Your mother's birthday is June 28th. She wears a size 10. Your father's is May 18th, and a bottle of single malt always works. Annie pulls up outside Michaud's Quick Basket. She's too near the hydrant, but for once she doesn't care. She turns off the engine and tries to slow her breathing. She pictures the all-too-cheerful and all-too-serene yoga instructor in the video Sam gave her at Christmas. "Made for type A's," he explained. She watched only half. She's lousy at relaxing. The harder she tries to breathe from her diaphragm, the faster and more shallow her breathing becomes. "So what?" she thinks, and opens the car door. Nothing matters now. She leaves the key in the ignition. She leaves the door unlocked. She climbs over the ice bank rather than mincing her way along the skimpily shoveled path. To hell with everything. Let her slip, splayed like a snow angel on the filthy sidewalk. Perfect simile. Raoul, the father, and not the son, Ralphie, who sat behind her in high school social studies, is in front of the cash register. Her first stroke of luck. Ralphie would want to yak about their classmates, analyze hockey scores, ask about her mother. Not that it matters either, but today, of all days, she does not want to talk about Ursula. Mr. Michaud is watching the weather report. It's February 1st. Will Punxsutawney Phil come out of his hole tomorrow, wonders the grinning, lumberjacketed, suspiciously orange-skinned weatherman. His teeth are 5 degrees wider than fresh snow, shaming the dirty brown and yellow mounds polka-dotting her hometown. "What you think, Annie?" asks Raoul, his Canadian vowels harsh against the weatherman's broadcasting school diction. "Don't know," she says. "Don't care either." 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring means nothing to her now. Annie points to the racks behind the dusty cash register, its fading photos of Ralphie and his sister Marie in their confirmation clothes, 20 years out of date, scotch-taped to it. "A pack of Marlboros, please," she reconsiders. "Actually, a carton." If Mr. Michaud disapproves, she can't tell. His face is turned to the TV. She pays. He counts out the change.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"